This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Firefighters continue to battle the Ferguson fire in Northern California. That fire forcing mandatory.
Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
The View, a panel of leftists spewing Alinskyite propagandized slogans based on weaponized disinformation to their gullible mob audience. It's only a matter of time before Trump derangement syndrome begins to bubble to the surface.
An ideologue. I mean, I have been in the crime business for over three decades, and I think I said that before. And I know a con when I see it. And I think that what has happened in the last, truly in the last campaign, and everybody needs to be concerned about that. Lady Justice is supposed to be blind.
Not an ideologue.
Yeah. I'm not. And I am in law enforcement.
Let me ask you a question.
Right and wrong.
Do you think Donald Trump embraces and embodies conservative ideology? Remember, he used to be have a different position on pro-choice. He's imposing tariffs. He's against globalism. Do you think he is an ideologue that is faithful to conservative policies?
You know, I'm not here to talk about what Donald Trump is and isn't.
But you're
not
here to talk about it. No, you got to answer your question.
You want to talk about Donald Trump, you tell me what metric in this country is worse off. Unemployment is lower than it's been in 50 years. Minorities, Hispanics, African Americans have
jobs.
Because
the President Obama had
to stop hate crimes. Wait a minute. The GDP under Obama was barely one. We're going up to four.
And if Democrats don't get their you-know-what together, he's certainly going to get the
Here's my question for you.
I am not. Judge.
Nobody
no,
is.
I, no, oh, yeah.
Did you just point at me?
Yes.
Listen, I don't have Trump derangement. Let me tell you what I have.
Okay.
I have a lot of, I'm tired of people starting a conversation with Mexicans or liars and rapists. I'm tired of people starting a conversation.
This is where the Trump derangement syndrome starts to fester. Whoopi is arguing a moot point. Yes, Whoopi, over 32% of federal inmates in the U.S. are illegal aliens. And yes, roughly 5,000 U.S. citizens die every year as a result of illegal alien drivers. And yes, there is a largely ignored rape epidemic of American children by illegal aliens. And yes, it does cost the U.S. taxpayers roughly $113 billion per year to pick up the tab on the illegals pouring over our border. Whoopi's frustration is meaningless because regardless of what fantasy the left may believe, we do have immigration laws, and most Americans want them enforced and strengthened.
Listen, I'm 62 years old. There have been a lot of people in office that I didn't agree with, but I have never, ever seen anything like this. I've never seen anybody whip up such hate. I've never seen anybody be so dismissive.
Next, Whoopi mockingly asks, what is the deep state? As if it were on par with the fictional Legion of Doom.
One of the things that you talk about a lot, and I'm curious about it, is the deep state. How long has the deep state been there, and who's running it?
Unfortunately, the judge isn't permitted to answer, so I will answer for her. The deep state is a massive bureaucratic fourth branch of government that continues to infest Washington, D.C., as it remains indefinitely immune to our election process. As presidents and congressmen have come and gone, foreign and internal corruption have ensured that the deep state has grown in stature, feeding on, limiting, and ultimately destroying our Bill of Rights in order to gain an elitist totalitarian stranglehold on our country and its citizens. Its minions inhabit the intelligence community, the Pentagon, congressional lobbyists and politicians, think tanks like the Council on Foreign Relations, and representatives of the United Nations, as the UN agendas 21 and 30 are wielded on sovereignty across the globe. Its origins in the United States are embedded in the history of the Federal Reserve, and we have been told of its intentions. Eisenhower warned us of the military-industrial complex. JFK warned us of secret societies, and previous presidencies have exposed its power by kowtowing to policies in direct opposition of their own promises to the American citizenry. It's not a small, insignificant boogeyman, Whoopi. It is massive, and it is very real. The irony is the daughter of one of its most prominent agents, John McCain, is sitting directly across from me, a man that was...
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to break a world exclusive that will shake the planet if this story gets out. Hillary Clinton met repeatedly, secretly, with Vladimir Putin and wrote that she bonded with him. This was all written secretly. Now she has published it and admitted it, and it's hiding in plain view, and Google is trying to take it down as fast as they can. That's right. Hillary Clinton basically admits she was a Russian agent and sold out our uranium, and she hid it in plain view. This is the beyond hypocrisy that we're witnessing as she says that we cannot trust Trump because he was at a public sanctioned meeting with Putin. All of this and more straight ahead.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
On this live Sunday edition of the Alex Jones Show, Roger Stone's going to be hosting. I asked Roger Stone to host today because literally hundreds of stories that he's broken the last 2 years have turned out to be deadly accurate. So I'm going to ask him to review some of those, but also tell us what's coming next. Hypocrisy. In fact, it's beyond hypocrisy. It is an insult to every thinking human being. And that's Hillary Clinton. She's come out today and said that she believes the Russians are going to hack the 2018 election. So she wants Democrat-controlled Homeland Security, they've got their people still in control, to federalize the elections. Obama signed an executive order to do this 10 days before he left office in 2017. If they ever get this in place, we'll never have real elections again like Venezuela. They know there's been a major political realignment against them, and so now they're seeking to end our representative republic. Let's get to the major hypocrisy. She added on to this lie when the evidence is the Democratic Party has illegal aliens voting all over the country. They've legalized it in San Francisco and Chicago and other areas. No, the evidence is the deep state, the globalists, the special interest, backed up by the communist Chinese, are the ones manipulating our elections. That's where all the evidence is. And every Netflix show and Hollywood movie and the news, 95% anti-Donald Trump, anti-nationalist. But I'm sorry. I'm digressing. What is the big, giant piece of beyond hypocrisy? Hillary Clinton thinks you have no memory. Hillary Clinton thinks you're an idiot. She wrote a book in 2014 called Hard Choices. And in the book Hard Choices, she talks about her deep bonding personally in private secret meetings that she only reveals in the book with Vladimir Putin. Then I did some research. You can look it up online. She also filed, when she was Secretary of State, more than six times we know of, to allow Bill Clinton to get a waiver around several federal laws to meet secretly with Vladimir Putin as her agent for the Clinton Foundation. The State Department does not tell us if they ever gave the authorization, ladies and gentlemen. That is the mega hypocrisy. She is not only saying that the Russians plan to steal the 2018 election with no proof, saying that voters don't really want to realign, they don't really want to be populist, they don't really want to be nationalist, they don't really want to be free market, they're not really rejecting Bernie Sanders and Ms. Cortez and all their communism. No, no, no. The Russians did it. But here's the hypocrisy. She met with Putin at least twice secretly and brags about their deep bonding, and Putin telling her about his mother surviving in World War II under a pile of bodies and all this other stuff. And she only tells you in a book. It had been secret. And then she turns around and says, President Trump cannot be trusted, that he's compromised because he met with Putin behind closed doors at a public sanctioned event. Public summits. They always have private summits, always with world leaders. When you're the president, that's what you do. But the way they twist this and the way they think that the public would never figure this out, that the public would never understand this, is just insane. But what's even crazier is I did Google and Bing searches and found it very hard to even find the original articles where she admitted all this 4 years ago. They have been definitely downvoted, blocked, removed, you name it. Because long before they made up the Russian narrative to blame American voters and populism and claim that we didn't really elect Trump, she was deeply in bed with the Russians, the Chi-Coms and others, and sold out 20%+ of our uranium via Uranium One. Robert Mueller landed on the tarmacs with secret uranium transfers to let them see how strong it was. And no matter how many Snopes articles they write, these are the facts because it comes from Hillary's own statements and the State Department record as well. So you heard that right. Hillary Clinton met when she was Secretary of State secretly with Vladimir Putin repeatedly and sought authorization for Bill Clinton to do it at least six times. This needs to be investigated. This needs to be exposed. This is the evidence of the real Russian collusion. Now, we're about to go to Roger Stone Live, but I wanted to add this point. Roger, in January of 2017 and right through March, first broke the illegal FISA warrant, meaning that they had gotten the warrant against Carter Page and others by lying to the FISA court. Then earlier this year, the FISA court issued a report admitting that they'd been lied to at least four separate times and calling for an investigation. That got almost no coverage as well in the controlled press. I wonder why. And now it's all come out that indeed the president was illegally spied on even before he got the nomination going back to 2015 by Barack Hussein Obama, who was running the operation out of the White House. This is a ultra massive scandal. And Roger Stone will now break it all down today and look into the future about what he believes is coming next. But make no mistake, they know humanity's awake. They know we're involved. They know we're informed, and they're making their move to shut down the free press, to shut down InfoWars like never before, congressional hearings last week, every major so-called news channel attacking us, calling for us to be shut down because we continue to be way ahead of the curve. We continue to be next level, next year's news today, and that's why InfoWars is so precious. I wish the other talk show host, I wish the other Patriot sites were as informed as we are. Quite frankly, the only other place I see that is this cutting edge is Zero Hedge, sometimes Daily Caller. I want to be eclipsed. I want to be made obsolete because I want my children to have a future. I want the type of understanding we have to be mainstream, and it's beginning to become mainstream in the general public's minds. And the globalists know if everybody catches on the fact that InfoWars is the zeitgeist, we will win very, very quickly instead of a long, protracted, serious, ongoing fourth-generation warfare type situation that we're all witnessing right now. But make no mistake, this is history happening. It's critical that you spread the articles from NewsWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, InfoWars.com. The reason it's hard to spread those links is because we are the resistance. We are over the target. We have the information. Thank you all for making InfoWars a force to be reckoned with. You are the InfoWar. You are the resistance. Now back to Roger Stone. But don't forget, Hillary Clinton, from her own mouth, said she met secretly with Vladimir Putin and bonded with him and tried to get Bill Clinton in secret meetings with him. Now, she says Trump is a traitor, compromised and not trusted for meeting with him at a public summit. This is the truth, and they hope the death of logic. But logic and memory is not dead, and we will prevail. Thank you all.
Welcome back to the next hour of the Alex Jones Show. How fitting that clash between Judge Jeanine Pirro, who served with distinction as the district attorney of Westchester County, an able advocate for women, for children, putting criminals behind bars, in an epic clash with Anna Navarro, who, according to the New York Times, lied in her application to become a state employee about going to law school. Let's be very clear. Anna Navarro cannot hold a candle to Jeanine Pirro when it comes to accomplishments or her authority on law enforcement issues and the entirely bogus nature of the mainstream media's continued false Russia narrative that Anna Navarro is just another nattering nabob of. We're going to break down for you in the next hour this CYA move by the FBI releasing the Carter Page material that they used as the underlying rationale for their illegal FISA warrant. Alex Jones is absolutely right. The FISA warrants are the Rosetta Stone of understanding this entire Russian scandal. We'll be right back to lay it out for you.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
My fellow Americans, let me make this perfectly clear. You're listening to Roger Stone on InfoWars.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Roger Stone. It's very important to understand that a FISA warrant can only be issued against an American citizen if they are actively involved in espionage for a foreign power against the United States. How ironic that it is the information regarding the misuse of FISA warrants that Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein has been stonewalling about. How ironic that the government refuses to hand over in discovery in the Paul Manafort trial any evidence regarding his being subject to a FISA warrant. How ironic that the government has now essentially released a document which demonstrates that their entire justification for a FISA warrant against Carter Page, a man who doesn't know much about headgear, was based on their own phony dossier. Wait a minute. FBI Director James Comey told us that the FISA warrant was based on a broad mosaic of information. The documents produced by the government today show that that is a lie. In fact, extraordinarily, for a 400-page document today, almost 300 pages are completely and totally redacted. That means blacked out. They're useless. They tell us nothing. And then you have media outlets like Vox trying to go out there with the establishment spin. The FBI established surveillance of Carter Page because the Russian, they believe the Russians were seeking to recruit him. No, Carter Page was subject to a FISA warrant because the government created a false narrative to make it appear that he was being recruited by the Russians, thus the use of FISA warrants for political purposes. That's why the current scandal is a much greater scandal than Watergate. You see, in Watergate, private individuals affiliated with President Nixon's campaign broke into the Watergate complex of the Democratic National Committee and placed bugs that didn't really work very well. Also, private citizens affiliated with the president's campaign infiltrated the campaigns of two of President Nixon's opponents, Senator Hubert Humphrey and Senator George McGovern. What we have here is far more egregious. It is the willful use of the power and the authority and the extraordinary technological capability of the government itself to hijack the 2016 election, to rig the election against Donald Trump, and, as Peter Stroke so eloquently put it, to create an insurance policy in case Trump won. Now we know why Peter Stroke went to the FISA judge, an improper contact that is memorialized in documents that were finally obtained by Devin Nunes, the hard-charging and courageous chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, that shows that Stroke was trying to make sure that the phony FISA warrant request would be honored by the judge. That judge, when he realized he'd been had, when he realized he'd been lied to, recused himself, and a new judge took his place. why we have not been told the entire story is because it underpins the fact that the Obama Justice Department and the Obama FBI were caught in this stunning abuse of power. That's why it's important to understand that the entire Russian delusion, collusion, delusion is an attempt to distract from this underlying crime. The entire fabricated narrative of Russian collusion is meant to distract from the fact that Bill and Hillary are in bed with the Russians, that the Podesta brothers are profiting from their business associations with the oligarchs around Vladimir Putin, that Bill and Hillary have taken $145 million from the Russian energy company at the precise time that they are seeking to obtain control of 20% of America's uranium reserves. What I've called the largest single treasonous financial crime in American history. And therefore, the phony Russophobia, oh, look over there, Donald Trump's in bed with the Russians, is meant as a distraction from the fact that the Obama administration was rigging the election through the use of phony spying and FISA warrants, and it was Bill and Hillary who were compromised. That's what's so amazing about this video that we will show you in the next segment. Hillary Clinton is saying that Donald Trump is compromised based on his very public meeting. The irony of this smacks you in the face. It's Hillary Clinton who is compromised. Compromised in the Uranium One deal, compromised in the phony reset, and the Mueller investigation, which we're going to break down for you in the next segment, is the further continuation of this phony Russian collusion meme, a public distraction. Now, the indictment of 13 Russians, followed by the indictment of 17 Russians, intelligence agencies, this is the kabuki theater of the DOJ, knowing that neither one of these cases were supposed to go to trial. When the 13 Russians accused of hacking into social media went to trial, suddenly Mr. Mueller was not in such a hurry to prove their crimes. Mueller and Rosenstein clearly understand that the Russian spies are not showing up for trial, and therefore their fake narrative that the DNC was hacked by Russia is today a formal accusation, a charge in a very detailed and very well-written indictment. But in our system, an indictment is exactly that. It is not a conviction. Why mainstream media talking heads like Chris Cuomo pretend they don't know that IT counterintelligence experts like Bill Binney and Ray McGovern have pointed out the overwhelming forensic evidence that tends to disprove this notion of Russian hacking, asking me last week when I appeared on CNN, where did you see this? Where did you hear this? Chris, I read it in The Nation magazine. Binney and McGovern are recognized experts in their field, and the download times of the material that was allegedly hacked point not to a hacking, but a download to a portable device where the material was spirited out the back door. We're going to be taking your calls later in the program. Also, Michael Caputo, one of the many victims of the Mueller witch hunt, will be joining us. We will be right back. But before I leave, I want to remind you, we need your help at the InfoWars store to fight the war of censorship that is being waged against us daily.
Introducing CellForce by InfoWars Life. CellForce focuses on mitochondria efficiency and protection. Mitochondria produce over 95% of your energy. They are your body's cellular engines. CellForce helps promote your cellular energy production by supporting mitochondria, much like a cellular engine overhaul. Because when your mitochondria don't run at 100% efficiency, then they start producing reactive oxygen species. Top scientists agree that aging is most likely caused by cellular damage, resulting from these reactive oxygen species. The antioxidants found in CellForce are some of the most powerful available on the market. The stronger the antioxidant, the better its ability to scavenge for these reactive oxygen species and other free radicals. Boost, protect, and adapt with CellForce from InfoWars Life. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to HeartDrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit HeartDrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The great mystery is why the president has not spoken up for our country. And we saw that most clearly in this recent meeting with Putin. We don't know what was said in the room where just the two of them. Putin is basically telling the world what was decided. You know, he has been giving press statements. He's calling in Russian ambassadors to other countries. He's reaching out to other leaders. And he's basically saying, well, here's what we decided. And we're hearing crickets from the White House. There are some tech experts in Silicon Valley with whom I have met, who say that, you know, maybe what they'll do this next time is to really disrupt the actual election. Shut down the servers that you send results to. Interfere with the operation of voting machines, because still too many of them are linked to the Internet.
That is so hypocritical that it is laughable. Has Hillary Clinton forgotten that her boss, Barack Obama, was caught up on a hot mic telling the Russians that after he was reelected in his last election, he would have much greater flexibility in giving them whatever they wanted? Does she really expect us to forget the fact that when the Russians rolled into Crimea, she, as Secretary of State, and Barack Obama, her leader, did nothing? Does she really expect us to forget about the cash she took in Uranium One, or the failure of her Russian reset, or the fact that her minions, the Podesta brothers, were literally making millions in banking, in gas, in uranium in Russia? No, that is about as funny as you can get. And then the question of the hacking of the elections is hysterical. As we reported right here at InfoWars last week, two British royals, billionaires, members of the Queen's Privy Council, globalist associates of George Soros, have gotten a complete monopoly on the software that is used in 90% of the computerized voting machines in the United States. If there's any danger of hacking in the next election, it's not from the Russians, it's from Hillary's compatriot and patron George Soros and his two business billionaire royals who are protected by the Queen. Now, the Mueller investigation is, of course, the next extension of the phony Russian collusion narrative that is designed to distract us from the real illegal activity, the use of FISA warrants, and the abuse of power involved in spying on Donald Trump's campaign. It was revealed on Friday that my longtime friend, Kristen Davis, has been subpoenaed by the special counsel. Now, Kristen Davis is maybe better known to many of you as the Manhattan Madam. Many years ago, she was convicted of running one of the largest and most successful call girl rings in the world. She went to prison for her illegal activity, but Governor Eliot Spitzer, who utilized her call girl service, paid no real price and actually went on to host a show at CNN. It shows you the disparity in our justice system in how men and women are treated. Now, the special counsel wants to question Kristen Davis, who has worked on and off for me for 10 years, about Russian collusion and WikiLeaks collaboration. Here's the problem. Kristen Davis didn't work for me at all in 2015, and she didn't work for me in 2016. Although I paid her in December of 2016, she didn't come to work for me until January. That's because in all of 2015, she was incarcerated, and in 2016, she was with child. So she can have no knowledge of these activities. But now, Kristen Davis, a single mother who's in the perfectly legal cosmetology business, has to pay legal fees to go before the grand jury and be questioned about matters that she knows nothing whatsoever about because she wasn't even there. She wasn't in my employ. This kind of reminds me of the special counsel's efforts to subpoena a young man named Andrew Miller. Andrew Miller was an associate of mine for a number of years. He's a very active libertarian. He supported Gary Johnson for president in both 2012 and 2016. He left me 3 years ago to go into the perfectly legal marijuana business with all the requisite permits and approvals in the state of California. In other words, Andrew Miller, who Mr. Mueller is seeking to drag in front of a grand jury, was also not working for me during the 2016 election, although we were certainly in touch, and he did work on tiny projects. But like Kristen Davis, he has no knowledge of Russian collusion or WikiLeaks collaboration. This is a continuation of the witch hunt. Yes, a fishing expedition. Now, Mr. Mueller's agents don't like it when we call his investigation exactly what it is, a fraud. They have come up with no evidence of collusion or conspiracy or coordination between the Russian state and the Trump campaign. Nobody is fooled by the show trial of the first 13 Russians, and nobody will believe that the 16 Russians more recently charged have been definitively declared guilty when they haven't. It's a public relations move designed to bolster Mr. Mueller's sagging credibility based on his failure to find any Russian collusion. So a single mother seeking to raise her son, my godson, Carter Stone Davis, is being harassed and has to shell out legal fees to be interrogated about affairs she knows nothing about. Her crime? She's a friend of Roger Stone's. Joining us coming up is another patriot who has paid a heavy price for his advocacy of the candidacy of Donald Trump, and that is Michael Caputo, who will join us shortly. And then we're going to be taking your calls. To do that, you call us at 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. Many InfoWarriors want to understand why the FBI did this CYA move today, essentially feeding off their own BS. They create a fake document, and then they cite the document they created as the rationale to claim that Carter Page had been recruited by the Russians, a narrative that they themselves created. This is extraordinary. Yet the MSNBCs, the Voxes, the Daily Beast, they continue to regurgitate the same crap that the FBI was justified in their examination of the affairs of Mr. Page. When we come back, Michael Caputo joins us. But before we get there, I want to ask you to go to the InfoWars.com store now, because we face the greatest challenge in our history. It was InfoWars that broke the news that Tony Podesta would be given immunity in the trial of Paul Manafort when Podesta did the same thing that Manafort is accused of, lobbying for the Ukrainian political party without registering. Mr. Mueller exposes the completely partisan nature of his entire probe in that he's given Bill and Hillary's pal Podesta immunity for a crime that Manafort will now be prosecuted for. How convenient. Who are the other four people that Mr. Mueller has asked the court to grant immunity to? We'll be reporting on that story at InfoWars as well. So we'll be right back with Michael Caputo, and he'll help us break down the news about Carter Page and the FISA warrants.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Over a year in the making, produced by one of the top organic firms in the country, that if you want proven studies and documentation, I'm going to speak for hours just on the files I have here, of what this is proven to do, the ingredients in this. This is the ultimate immune system boost
for this time of year, any time of the year. But Immune Wall is incredible. And folks, other formulas that aren't even as good are $70, $80. It's a great deal at $39. Immune Wall, beta-glucans, olive leaf, and so much more. It is concentrated. You need to go read what is in here. The mushroom blend of the most expensive, highest quality mushrooms that just incredibly accelerate. A citrus peel blend. I mean, this is the next level. It's now available, ladies and gentlemen. Immune Wall. I think it's beyond seasonal. Beta, glucan, olive leaf, and more. Immune Wall, InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLive.com, or 888-253-3139.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show. And now, your host, Roger Stone.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. We're going to give you an extraordinary example of Trump derangement syndrome. Michael Caputo, a longtime friend of mine and a key soldier in the Trump revolution, was back in the newspapers this week because a Republican political strategist named Sherry Jacobus actually advocated the violent rape of Caputo's children on Twitter. The response of her employers at USA Today was not favorable. Joining us now to break this vile story down is Michael Caputo. Michael, welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Thanks for having me, Roger.
I've seen a lot of things in politics, but this was among the most vile, distasteful, incredible things I've ever seen. Tell folks exactly what happened here.
Well, Sherry Jacobus is was a columnist for the USA Today, and she was a Republican operative about 10 years ago. She tried to get a job with Donald Trump and was turned down and went crazy after that. She started becoming very active on Twitter and social media, beating up on Donald Trump and anyone near him. And about a year ago, she decided that I was going to be one of those people she's beating up on. For that entire time, she picked on my family, my wife, you know, started asking about, you know, telling me that my children were going to hate me after I go to prison, et cetera, et cetera. And, you know, at first I engaged her to try and calm her down, and then I ignored her, but she continued to do it even though I had blocked her. And then when you and I revealed that the FBI had sent an informant, Henry Greenberg, to try to entrap us in 2016, she unblocked me because she had been blocking me for some time and then started going after me. Well, about late last week, Roger, I was going back and forth with a Florida Politico reporter named Mark Caputo. You know, he and I are not related, but you're friendly with him and so am I. And we were talking just simply about very general issues, and Jerry jumped in and started going at me. So I did what I have been doing ever since I decided I didn't want to, you know, engage with her anymore. And I just tweeted back at her a hashtag, which I created for her, bitter, childless, and alone, because she's bitter about Donald Trump not hiring her. She's childless for reasons that became obvious in the last couple of days, and she's very alone. When I did that, she went nuts, and she sent a tweet saying that when I'm in jail, my toddler daughters can actually work for Epstein, the Clinton pal who was arrested for and found guilty of sexually attacking an underage girl. I mean, I couldn't even understand it, Roger. It didn't make sense to me that would advocate the pedophilia rape of toddler children.
So let's put up that tweet again. Let's just take a look at that to give you some idea of the debasement. Are your daughters, these are children, ugly like you, she asks, or can Trump use them at the Epstein parties? Jeffrey Epstein, a convicted pedophile, friend of Bill and Hillary's, major donor to the Clinton Foundation, so they can survive when you're broke, bitter, I assume she means alone, and in prison for treason. I understand that the editors at USA Today did not look kindly upon this slur. What happened then?
Well, you know, according to USA Today, I notified them via Twitter, asked them if it was normal for their columnists to advocate the rape of toddler girls. And they, according to their account, within an hour, they called her up and fired her ugly ass. And, you know, of course, we also know that she was a columnist over at The Hill. She no longer writes there anymore either. Sherry Jacobus's platform is just now Twitter, and that's it. And you know what, Roger? I can't understand it, but Twitter doesn't have a problem with her advocating the rape of toddler girls. I've notified Twitter. They wrote back and said this doesn't violate our terms of service.
How amusing.
On Twitter.
How amusing. I'm banned for life at Twitter because I hurt Jake Tapper's feelings. But Sherry Jacobus can advocate the abuse of children by a pedophile, and that's perfectly all right. I think it lets people know exactly what's going on at Twitter. It is part of this war of censorship that we're facing here at InfoWars every single day. You are held to a different standard. They would like to take...
Sherry did this with my girls advocating their rape about four or five times in different tweets, actually alleged that I was raping them, and those tweets are still up. She's not deleted them because she's mentally ill, and Twitter doesn't seem to have a problem with them. So I'm kind of palms up about it, Roger. You know, I don't understand it at all.
So I know, Michael, that you have very successfully been raising money from the president's supporters for a legal defense fund, and that you've been helping other supporters of the president who have been subject to the Mueller witch hunt, the fishing expedition that he is conducting. What's your analysis of the subpoena to Kristen Davis and the subpoena to Andrew Miller, who you certainly know?
Well, Roger, I always thought from the very beginning that they asked me in for an interview with Mueller and, of course, the Senate and the House did as well, because I'm an old friend of yours. And I think that, you know, I was the first one of your friends to be called in. Now there have been several, including Andrew and soon Kristen. This is not an investigation of a crime, Roger. This is an investigation of Donald Trump to try to find a crime. And they're going to the people who are closest to him, like you, Roger. You've been advising him on politics for three decades and more. And they're basically fishing around you, trying to grab everybody that you've ever intersected with to try to get somebody to identify some kind of crime or help them create one out of whole cloth that doesn't exist. That's what this is about. I mean, Andrew Miller, as you know, Roger, he's a house painter in St. Louis. You know, Kristen Davis is a cosmetologist in the New York City area. Neither of these people had any access to Donald Trump. Neither of them really were even interested in Donald Trump. The only reason they're being interviewed is because the Mueller team is trying to get you right dead center in the jackpot, Roger. You know that. And they're weaponizing the powers of the Department of Justice to do that.
Here's their problem. They just cannot accept the fact that I was able to deduce what WikiLeaks was going to do by a careful reading of the WikiLeaks Twitter feed and by carefully reading every public interview that Julian Assange gave. Stone must have known in advance. He must have been collaborating with WikiLeaks and the Russians. The problem is we can't find any evidence of it. That's because there isn't any. Yes, it was deduction. Yes, it was accurate. Yes, the WikiLeaks disclosures about Hillary Clinton were devastating. They show what a venal, greedy, corrupt witch she is and what a fraud her presidential campaign was. They show her up to her knees in dirty tricks herself, helping orchestrate the anti-Trump demonstrations at his rallies. What better way to distract from the criminality and the conduct of the Clintons than to raise a question about where WikiLeaks got the documents? Sorry, leftists, I know you find this hard to believe. There is no evidence that I knew in advance about the source, content, or the exact disclosure timing of the WikiLeaks disclosures regarding the DNC. I don't know where they got the material. I never received it from them. I never passed anything on to Donald Trump or the Trump campaign or Julian Assange or WikiLeaks. This is a left-wing conspiracy theory that Mr. Mueller is chasing down every blind alley he can find. They will find no evidence that this happened because it didn't. Michael Caputo, thanks for joining us here at the Alex Jones Show. We give our regards to your family and your daughters. I'm sorry they had to put up with this kind of vile abuse, but I know that you are standing tall for the president.
Thanks, Roger. Thanks a lot for having me on. And by the way, don't jaywalk, because that'll end up in the Mueller investigation.
Thank you, Michael. We'll be right back, because one of the leading memes of last week is that Donald Trump doesn't trust his own intelligence agencies. He trusts Vladimir Putin over the word of his own intelligence agencies. We're going to take a look at those intelligence agencies and take a look at their record regarding veracity. And maybe you will see why the president is right not to believe them.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.